Dead man walking, live in the flesh, living for the moment, dying for the rest. Got a couple sins I've been trying to confess before the corpse starts rotting. I'm just trying to stay fresh, staring in the face of death, smiling at the demons. Can't blame age no more, I'm wilding for no reason. I ain't looking for answers, I ain't trying to find the reasons. I just want to see the sun before the night decides to keep them. Bars.
Bars.
Did that one quick, real quick joint. And we back. It is a new year. It is 2017, definitely, and we are back with our big time episode. This is a milestone. This is episode 20. I know I normally say episode whatever, but we actually care about this one. This was episode 20.
20.
Man.
20 shows in. 20 shows in. I feel like it was fast. Maybe not that fast, but
and we've been grinding. We've been putting a lot of work in.
Mama, you know, we made it.
Yeah, you know, we got the missus outside right now. You know, we taking up their time. Got Renee away from home. Tammy got to take care of the baby by herself. But a lot of sacrifices been made to enable us to get this far.
Yes, sir.
And we only pushing for 2017. Going to be a big year. We got a lot of big things planned.
Yeah, we definitely woke up the next morning after the ball dropped with the grind on the mind. So we've been working a lot behind the scenes just to make this all a lot better for you guys. So
yeah, so a lot of big things coming. Please stay tuned, keep listening. If this is your first episode, welcome. If you've been with us for 20 episodes, we appreciate it.
If you ain't playing anything yet, goddamn, get off your ass and press play. Damn it.
But yep, this is the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I am J.Dot Flan.
This is your boy Rich Nerd.
Oh man, and let's get into some shit. We ain't really sipping nothing right now. I think Rich got sparkling pineapple
coconut
water.
I gotta drive after this, so I'm just gonna woosah back to work tomorrow. Vacation is over.
Yeah, I mean, you did enough the other night. You had the 12-year
Scotch. Yeah, Tillamadu, yeah.
And some Jameson shots and 16.8% alcohol by volume beer.
It was good, though. It was good.
Yeah, none of which I had any. I had a non-alcoholic beer. I had a Red Bull. And I think that sums up my night. It was crazy being the sober person at the New Year's Eve party.
Yeah, you notice a lot.
I've never been one for like that New Year's scene. I will admit it was a little dope being out there on Rock Rose when the bubbles and shit.
That was pretty dope.
Bubbles
came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, yeah. But yeah, it was a lot of drunk
people out there.
It was a lot of bodies.
There was a lot of public inebriation. Like, they were gone.
Yeah. Which is the most fun part. And this year is one of the first years I've been able to just be a spectator. I apologize for my voice, people. if you're not from Texas or the Austin area, you may have never heard of cedar fever. But the cedar is real high right now. And I've never had allergies before I got here. But now all of a sudden, I'm allergic to cedar, whatever the fuck that is. So now I apologize for the sniffling and for the little nasaliness. But this ginger beer is going to get me through. Rich and I celebrated New Year's together. We went out, hit the brass tap.
Yeah, it was a good night.
Hit Rock Rose with the ladies. I had the night off from being a parent because the in-laws were in town. Shout out to Soul Glow and Chan. That was a dope episode we did with Shane.
It's always good to have a day off.
Yeah. It was nice. It was nice. So I did a New Year's thing, which is something I don't necessarily usually do. And, that's right. Dr. Alexis was there with us as well.
Definitely. It was a good night. Had a few people out. Some of my lovely fiance's coworkers showed up too.
That's right.
Yep. Shout out to Danielle and Autumn. You probably don't listen to this podcast, but if you do, just shouted you out.
You've been shouted out.
You're welcome.
But, that car ride home, though. So, we've all had, well, not all. Everyone except for yours truly had a few at that point. And we decided we're going to ride out to get some hamburgers in the middle of the night. It was like, what, 1 o'clock?
Yeah, it was about 1 o'clock, and all of a sudden, everybody's just like, you know, we're hungry.
Hungry.
I needed some food. Let's go to P. Terry's.
So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never had the privilege of being a sober person in a car full of slightly inebriated people, it is one of the more entertaining things you can do with your life. Like, it was, oh man, that was so dope. Like, just listening to 3-4 people trying to get somewhere. Everybody's got an opinion. Only one person is driving. Everybody's throwing out directions at the same time.
I'm at the wheel. I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to put it into the GPS. Everybody's like, no, I got you.
All right, we had like 3 GPSs.
Yeah, everybody talking and everybody telling me it's taking a different turn.
We had the car GPS. We had a phone GPS. We had my wife, the human GPS. And then we had like 1930s technology just trying to figure out what we were all talking about.
We got there. It was a journey.
But that shake was everything. That shake changed my life.
I murdered that burger. Shout out to P. Terry's. I don't know what you guys are doing over there in that kitchen, but every time that burger is so good. Every time.
Well, let me talk about my rant, people. So that's just setting the stage for what's bothering me these days. I'm a laid back person, really. Like, you know, I'm slow to anger. Mm-hmm. I don't get very emotional. You never see me too happy. You never see me too up. You never see me too down. You know, I have my moments. If I'm down, I'm down privately, you know, to myself. Maybe Tammy gets to see that, but man, this is killing me. But all of you don't have to suffer through that. But I practice what I like to call the path of least resistance. When I'm in a situation and there's a lot going on, you know, if it's not going to hurt me, you know, I tend to go with the flow. Just let the situation flow the way it's going to go. Don't fight against it. I find you end up in more harm. And you end up doing more to yourself trying to fight against the situation than you do just going with it and, you know, and finding your own way out. So I go with the path of least resistance. And we're in the car and all these directions start getting thrown out. And my wife, I love her to death, but she likes to be in charge. And she knows she's, you know, of the people giving directions, I think she had been in Austin the longest. Mm-hmm. So she feels like she knows the area. She knows all the ins and outs. She used to purposely get lost and then, like, find a way out of it just to learn the streets. And she just keeps giving directions. And I'm like, you know, every time it seemed like we had calmed down and, you know, and you had either decided on a path or Renee had decided on the path, that we all, like, boom, we got to figure it out. Like, she would just throw another turn in there. But you could turn here. I was like, please, if you don't shut the fuck. I'm just trying to get there. It's 1:00 in the morning. I'm old. I don't even want a hamburger. I'm going to get a shake because I want a shake. I'm just trying to get home, baby. And if you could just if you could just flow with the situation until we get there. Every time you try to fight against the flow, you're getting us further away.
Yeah, I didn't know what's going on. I'm like, who am I supposed to listen to? Trying to focus, trying to answer people's questions at the same time, trying to pay attention to the street lights.
And everybody had been drinking, so there's no point. Like, you're talking to someone who might not be all the way, you know.
That was the wrong
time. At the same level of focus as you might.
That was the wrong time to be overly analytical for any of us.
Right. So I was just going to sit back and be a spectator. And it was more enjoyable for me to sit back and listen to the chaos than it was to try to participate in it. And I could not get my wife to see that. Like, I could not. And maybe it's because she had, you know, a few. But it's like, Jesus Christ, babe, if you just shut up. Like, I just wanted to say, shut up. Don't say another word. I was getting so mad, Rich. And I was looking at her like, why can't you stop talking? Like, why? I'm begging you to stop talking and you won't stop talking. Just don't say nothing. All I'm asking you to do is not to say nothing else until we get home. Let's do like, what do we say? Let's do like regular good Americans do and talk about our friends when we get home. Don't keep bringing it up in the car. Just wait. We got a lot to say. We can discuss it. We can laugh.
Very true.
You know, but in this car right now, you participate in this discussion is getting us further away from our goals.
Yeah. I just wanted a burger.
Path to least resistance, man. Like, is that some Zen shit? Like some Buddha stuff or something? Like, I don't know. That's just how I live my life.
I'm your holding your cure.
Yeah, I feel like I'm supposed to put my hands together and like, that's just how I live my life. Like, I just don't want unnecessary drama. And if it's not going to hurt me to just let the situation play out, you know, I'm going to let it play out. Just be a spectator. Sometimes I take a day off and I sit back and spectate because it's not going to do me any good to get involved.
I'm the same way. If you don't got to fight, why do it? Why do it?
I've been looking at some people like, why do you care so much? Like, why did you care about what's happening to somebody else so much that you know you're involving yourself in the chaos? And I'm not saying like see somebody getting their ass whooped and be like, path of least resistance is to allow them to keep getting different. Their ass whooped. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that like, if you and a friend, if you in a car with four drunk friends trying to figure out how to get somewhere, be the one that shuts the fuck up and let everybody else figure it out. That's what I'm saying. It's long-winded, but we got there.
I just want to put it out there that I was driving slightly, buzzed.
Yeah, I did not, what's the word? I didn't mean to incriminate anyone. Whatever. Rich wasn't driving. Who was that anyway? I don't even think I knew that dude.
But yeah, I get what you're saying. I'm the same way. It's like, why cause extra issues when it doesn't have to be? Are we going to make a left on the first block or are we going to make a left on the second block? It doesn't matter because we're going straight down the next block after that. So right. It really didn't matter.
Who cares? Like, why?
Yeah.
Why are we fighting? I couldn't get her to see that. I just want peace. I think that's what every man wants. You know, and women, if you really want to know what men want, they want peace. That's all we really want.
I think that's a safe assessment.
Yeah, if you can participate in our peace, if you can be an integral part in peace.
If you could package tranquility.
Yes. If you can be a source of tranquility. If you can be the thing we look forward to getting home to because we know when we get home to you, it's all going to be peaceful. And that's the key.
That's a keeper.
That's a keeper. But if I know I'm coming home to some drama, to somebody's mouth, to complaining,
that's when they always go, I gotta work late. Or I'm stopping at the bar with the
boys. I don't want to go home. Don't be the thing I don't want to go home to. Be the thing I long to go home to. And it's not necessarily sexual. I mean, that's great, you know. But more than anything, we want peace. Peace. All right, so I'm done with my soapbox and my PSA for the women. I'm gonna step back. What's going on with you, Rich?
I'm not really mad at too much. Only thing really bothering me is the goddamn vacation is over. It's like, I want to say I really didn't like necessarily super enjoy my time off. Yeah. Had these days away from work and it was like, okay, but we still have work to do. We still had, you know, get up and go out and, you know, responsibility. You know, we were adulting this whole vacation. We were adulting. And it's like, can't really complain too much. We got ish done, but F it. It is what it is.
Why does anybody tell you this? That I don't know. Like,
they warn you about the wrong stuff.
Like when you are a kid and Christmas break comes, you get Christmas break. Like this was no break. Break. I had to make Christmas for my daughter. We had family entertained, and I loved you guys being here. So glad that you were here. Helped out a lot. But yeah, I had family entertained. Still had my daughter to take care of. We had business to take care of for TWS. There was no break. I switched from one job to another job, and I just go back to the other job. And nobody explains that. I remember when I got my first real job, and then like summer came, and I realized I still had to go to work.
Still got to work.
Like, what? Ain't I supposed to get 3 months off?
You don't get no break.
What happened to them 3 months, yo? Nah. I need to be a teacher. No disrespect to the teaching profession. I wouldn't.
Can't do it.
Don't want to do it. My mother's a teacher, and she said if I ever became a teacher, she'd disown me, and I believe her.
I got a lot of family, cousins, grandmother. I got family. I appreciate you guys, T, Grandma, Steffi. I appreciate you guys so much. You know, you are tasked with cultivating these young minds, but, and this is a big but, a lot of these little mofos
big
out here,
ass, my boy.
They're just so disrespectful.
Yeah, I did. More than cultivating minds, teachers now are like just tasked with surviving the day, like get out without getting assaulted or
these kids, or sued. Watch some of these videos out here, these kids, they don't know how to make you want to smack a kid. And then the teachers that do smack the kids, they're justified sometimes. But yeah, they're doing time, getting sued.
Right, yeah, my mother was a teacher. To be in the union, you had to have prepaid legal. You had to, you know, they were part of your union dues was having prepaid legal service because teachers were just getting, you know, sued, mm-hmm. you know, left and right. The students know they had the power and were taking over. You know, you can't say nothing to them. You can't say nothing to them. You can't raise your voice at them. Don't put your hands on them.
I can't do it.
I couldn't do it.
Bad mofos.
I couldn't do it. I work with adults that supposed to have sense, and I feel like telling somebody they're stupid every day. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine being around a little kid that I know don't know nothing.
Exactly.
And not being able to tell them, you don't know shit, shut the fuck up. That'd be the first, you ignorant motherfucker. Yeah, you're not stupid, you ignorant. And I'm trying to help you get out of that ignorance, but you won't shut up long enough.
I'm trying to teach you. You won't shut the fuck up.
You won't shut up long enough to learn something. Like, I don't have the patience.
Sit there, be stupid, be ignorant. See what I'm saying? They pull you into it. Right. You know, can't be a teacher. They're going to push me out of my character.
See, they already got me out my path of least resistance. Like, I was all zenned out, and then we started talking about these badass kids, and I start fighting.
I didn't see, and this goes back to the conversation of our last episode. I don't know what they need. Like, they, oh my God. Do kids still get beaten?
I don't think so.
Do kids get beaten? If y'all listen to this, leave us a comment. Shout us out. Let us know. Do kids get beatings anymore? Because I used to get beatings.
In school.
Yeah.
In school.
I think I turned out okay. But I don't know what's going on at homes. I've seen kids say, go ahead, touch me. I'm going to call the cops.
My mother would
have ACS or BCW.
My mother would have handed you the phone. Like, Nick, please. Please call the cops. I'm tired of you.
Can't get his ass off my books.
Right. Hey, y'all want him, take him.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's a new day.
I can't deal with these badasses. I couldn't be a teacher. Man. Couldn't be.
Nah. Speaking of teaching, Redskin fans learned a lesson this week. We learned that the Redskins are still the Redskins. I love them. And I played Hail to the Redskins like 13 times during that game just to annoy my Giant fans.
Let's go, Giants. Let's go.
I didn't even know y'all had a fight song. But, yeah, we took that L. No playoffs for us. You know, Kirk Cousins throws the last. I still think they need to pay Kirk. You know, I believe in him.
Oh, he going to get paid.
They need to pay him. He's the quarterback of the future for the Redskins.
He's going to get all that guap. Took it back, retro word, guap.
Yeah. It's like, and I hate to see, like, the Cowboy fans and stuff talking shit about Kirk when, you know, like, one of Romo's main highlights for the majority of the beginning of his career was him fumbling that snap in the playoffs that lost him a game. So, I mean, you know, guys make plays like that and they lose important games. That doesn't take anything away from Kirk and what he's done this season. He holds like every major single season passing record, you know, for the Redskins. So I think you pay the man, and you know, we come back next year, fix that defense, and make a run again. But that hurt. It hurt. Fucking hurt.
Man, I didn't even end up seeing the game. I was working all day yesterday, TWS Multimedia LLC. Grinded out, then spent some time with the missus, so I pretty much missed that one, but proud of the G-men, you know?
Yeah, I could have let us have that one, you know? Your playoff spot was already solidified. You couldn't move up, you couldn't go down, all you needed to, you know, you played, there was nothing to play for. Y'all could have just let us have that one.
It helps the record.
And then we could have said, it was meaningless, though. There's no difference for y'all be, 11-5 than 10-6. It meant nothing to you. No, I'm just saying. We could have sent three teams from the NFC East and been the dominant division that we're supposed to be. But that's, you know, Redskins got to take it. You know, we didn't do our job. We had a chance. We had a chance. God damn it. Anyway, let's move on to something else. Nah.
All right, so this one, I tried to corroborate this. I felt like mixed reviews. I only saw it at like secondary websites, not at the actual, like, Sesame Street website. or anywhere else. But, I mean, could be real. I don't know. But saw an article online, and then first we spoke about it. Then I looked it up and found the article online. Apparently, there's going to be a transgender Muppet on Sesame Street coming in 2017, this year. Crazy. Like, I was looking it up, but Rabbit Brunny. I was trying to find more information on it. Couldn't really find anything. Let me know if you see something, but...
I'm looking around. I got a story from my wife. Mm-hmm. And like everything, I should have... before I started spreading it, I should have done some additional research. Now that, I mean, like, you know, like you said, nothing I'm seeing comes from what I consider a reputable source, yeah, or anybody connected to Sesame Street or HBO, because I think Sesame Street is HBO now. But mm-hmm. I think this would have been bigger news. There would have been
something
with somebody directly affiliated with the mm-hmm. show would have had a comment about this.
It's bound to happen. Everybody's been saying Big Bird was transgender or whatever for years, and.
So now that I'm thinking about it, and this is, again, hopefully y'all go back and read my post about what is TWS and how, you know, a lot of what you hear on this show is me going through the thought process or mm-hmm. developing an opinion at the moment. Like, this is not anything I've thought out before I said it. This is just what I just thought about as we were speaking. Like, to me, it seemed like it would defeat the purpose if they introduced the Muppet and then, like, purposefully identify them as transgender. Like, to me, I thought, and this is just me maybe not understanding the whole idea behind transgender, but it's like you want to identify as the gender you want to identify. Like, do you want to identify as transgender, or do you want to identify as male or female? Like, why would it be important to, quote-unquote, label the Muppet as transgender? Just introduce a Muppet. Like, why? I don't know what sex Elmo is. Like, maybe he's a boy. I guess. I don't know. I've watched enough Elmo. I don't think it ever came up. Like,
yeah,
what his gender identity is. Like, why would it be so important? I guess they have Muppets that are supposed to be, like, Hispanic, and they got.
Yeah, but I feel like for the most part, it's pretty ambiguous. Like, it can go either way, and I think it is so that way they can. Each child can, like, identify
as they want to.
And yeah, so I don't think, like, they've been pushing anything, but I don't know.
Hey, I think that would be, like, just a blunt object. Like, that would just be, you know, in a situation that could... Just introducing the character, yeah, and like, forcefully, like, transgender, yeah, you know. Like, when that's never, in my mind, really been an issue.
Yeah, that's just forcing an agenda.
It's forcing an agenda.
Where it doesn't have to be introduced at. Yeah. It's not. It's already mainstream now. These are conversations that these things are no longer taboo. They're in the mainstream. We're talking about this stuff left and right. But then it's like, you don't want your 1-year-old to turn around and say transgender,
right?
Like, yeah. Then that's a whole other conversation you gotta have before you're even ready.
So I don't know. Like you said, haven't really been able to find any corroborating mm-hmm. stories from anybody of note. And the more I think about it, in my mind, it doesn't make sense for what they'd be trying to do. Maybe it will happen. And, you know, I know my wife and I just have briefly discussed it, and we probably would have to have some sort of discussion about how we would handle that. I don't know. I don't know how to feel in this new world mm-hmm. anymore. I don't know, you know. I feel like you can't believe in anything. You can't not like anything. You can't object to anything. So I don't know how to feel anymore.
It's weird. It's a big catch 22. basically, talking about anything is off limits.
Off limits.
But talking about everything is off limits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can talk about anything, but then you can't talk about anything.
Right.
It's weird as shit. What the hell are we going to talk about? It's okay to bring anything up, yeah, just not talk about it.
So yeah, I just, you know, and I have that fear a lot of times when we're doing this show, like, I'm going to say something, you know, and I'm growing more into that. I don't care anymore. I'm just going to say it, you know, no fucks given. And I'm not there yet.
No fucks for 2017.
I'm clearly not there yet. because there's a lot I haven't said, but I'm getting there. I'm working. That is my ultimate goal. Mm-hmm. No fucks, guy. I want to be free. I want to live where I don't, you know, I don't feel like I have to hide who I am. I don't put on a mask for anybody. I say what I want to say, and I'm cool with it. I mean, I'll accept all consequences. I don't believe I should be able to say whatever I want to say, and there is no consequence.
No repercussions. Yeah.
But I do feel like I should be able to say what I want to say. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting there. Hopefully, we all getting there.
Listen, so that's I'm, a good, I'm not conversation shaming. That's a good
topic though. New Year's resolutions. You got any, Rich?
You know what? I've never really been big on resolutions. I've never really verbally, or I guess what would you call it when you write something down? I'm having a brain fart. Like, I've never really overly outlined anything that I wanted to happen. I feel like when you have those New Year's resolution conversations with your friends and you're all sitting around the table like, oh my God, what's going to be your New Year's resolution? And everybody's like, I'm going to lose weight. No, you're not. I'm going to eat better as you eat a piece of burger. You know what I mean? Right. It doesn't work. For me, though, soon as the New Year ticked, I definitely felt a change in my energy. And just a renewed resolve to improve myself.
Yeah.
Improve my company, our company, and just, I don't know, be better. You know, so I've, since minute one, we've been grinding. We've been doing a lot behind the scenes. We're trying to make this company work. We're trying to, you know, pick it up off the ground and just keep running with it. I guess if I had to make a resolution, it would be to drive TWS Multimedia LLC to be all that it can be. It would be great if at the end of this year we were able to survive solely off of our company. That would be amazing.
So dumb.
But I'm going to drive to get as close to that and other dreams and projects as possible.
Yeah.
Because I love what I do. It's just some of the people I do it for.
I don't love what I do anymore. I really don't. I found myself even yesterday when I was working on configuring the mixer to allow us to do like the Skype calls, like just getting frustrated and disinterested. Like I just wanted it to be simple, and when it wasn't simple, I was like, here we go. You know, the testing, the trial and error. It got to me at a certain point, and I just sort of threw my hands up. I have to come back to it, and I have to work on it because it's important for our end goal, for that end goal of not having to depend on IT to make a living. Man, I'm finding a distaste for the IT stuff. I can hear this laptop.
Like, I feel like crazy. I'm still in love with technology. Like, I love technology, love gadgets. Excuse me, my bad. I love learning new stuff. I love playing with tech. So I think that's the part that draws me to it. And I love learning new things, like all of these programs and softwares that we've been having to implement and, you know, just trying to learn all of the ins and outs and the backgrounds of it. And then, you know, having to learn it on a mobile platform and then my tablet platform and then my PC and then my Mac. So I don't know. I'm pretty much totally into it. Like I said, I love technology. It's just the dumb stuff. Like, oh, my monitor's not working and it's not plugged in.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to deal with any of those. I would love to be able to be IT for myself. Do it just for fun. So I'm, you know, we're working to shoot for early retirement.
Yeah, I'm working.
I want to do what I love.
Yeah, I want to build something for my daughter. I want her to see her. Her father didn't go to a job he hated every day and come home looking like he went to a job he hated. You know, I used to ride to work with my mother, and she would have to, like, literally in the car on the way to work, me saying, I love my job, I love my job, I love my job. Like, she'd have to psych herself up to go to work every day. And I don't want my daughter to see that. I want her to see that you can decide that you're passionate about something. Mm-hmm. You can decide that you love something, and you can be creative, and you can take a leap of faith and go out there and do it. And if you work hard enough, and if you, you know, if you never give up on it, that you can make a life that way. You don't have to be stuck, you know.
Yeah, you can do what you love and love what you do.
Yeah, you don't have to be stuck in something you don't like doing. But as far as resolutions, I don't know. I think I am going to try to take the getting in shape seriously this year. I don't want the dad bod thing anymore. I'm trying to be sexy flexy for once in my life. I want to go to the beach, take my shirt off and stuff. I want to be on Man Crush Monday or something.
Yeah, I gotta get back into these mediums.
I feel like we're about to be public figures. You know, I need to get my public figure nice stance. Nice and spelt and you shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we were in the bank, I don't know if you know, and I'm going to get in trouble. Fuck it, though. We were in the bank working on the business stuff, and you know, and it was clear we were there as a business. We was getting a lot of looks, Rich. Yeah. I mean, we was getting a lot of looks from a lot of places. Like, oh, word. Like, I don't think they was even paying no attention to us until it became clear that we were not there as, like, two black dudes, you know.
Yeah, pulling out all of the documents and going back and forth. And that dude, his voice was just, like, carrying.
Yeah.
So it
became clear that we was in there, you know, doing some actual business.
Been out about this entrepreneurial life.
Yeah, I think everyone's perception, like, immediately changed. So I need to have an outward appearance that reflects, you know, some of the inward changes.
Status.
We grind. We're working hard. I need to go in the gym, work hard a little bit too. You know?
I agree. I gotta shed a few pounds, tone up.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my usher on this shit. I want to dance in the rain in the middle of the street and people don't think I'm crazy and shit. Like, that's what I want to do, Rich. So that's my big New Year's. And I also watched a video. I'm watching a lot of video. I also watched a video the other day of a day trader. A successful day trader, and he also said, like, if you notice, a lot of really successful men, they're all mostly in shape. Like, they'll still be doing that thing that makes them successful at like 70 years old, because they keep, you know, they take care of themselves as well as the business. Like, they go hand in hand. So,
if you're successful, you want to be able to keep being successful.
You want to be successful in everything. You know, I don't want to be successful and just, you know, don't give a fuck about my body, and you know, so. I'm actually supposed to be running these races. I need to get out there with that jogging stroller, me and Elise, go see the sights. But I'm gonna get myself together this year. That's the goal. Sexy Flexi. Sexy Flexi 2017.
That's a good one. I need to definitely work on it too. It's a gym by us. Renee and I just need to go hit up that gym. Just be each other's motivation, be each other's support.
Oh.
I might hit you up. Take some of these runs. We haven't ran in a minute. I mean, we took a break after Ragnar. Then we tried to get out there and do it again. I mean, one day we all met up.
Yeah.
We ran Brushy Creek or something like that. Brushy Creek. And that was good. We just need to be more consistent.
Yeah, definitely more consistent.
More consistent. But I'm down.
Yeah. So let's see, what else for the new year? I'm gonna put it out there publicly, and then I think I'm gonna start putting pressure on people. I want to have a lot more guests. I think we've had a lot of dope episodes when we've had the third or fourth or sometimes fifth, sixth, seventh.
Yeah, some guests.
Point of view. Yeah. And so I had a list. Let me see if I can pull up my list. I got a list of potential guests I want on the show, and I'm gonna put it out. I'm gonna put it out publicly on the podcast. I'm probably gonna post about it, but I'm gonna start putting some pressure on these folks. I really think it'd be dope to have them on the show, and that's one of my resolutions, is to make at least these happen. I just started the list today, so there may be more names coming. Let's see where we at. Bear with me, folks. I didn't plan on doing this, so. I gotta find my spread. I'm working on. I got spreadsheets going. I'm really getting into this. I'm really getting into this, like, all right, so, businessman role.
All right, so I just pulled it up. I pulled up the notes.
Yeah, I got it here too. So in no particular order, because I'm gonna say it. You know, the first person on the list may not be the first person I'm trying. Not the most important person I'm trying to get. They'd be real dope to have on the list, but I'm not saying you're the most important because I said your name first. I He don't need no more ego than he got now. But Caesar Campbell, man. I'm trying to get Caesar on the show.
Caesar?
Trying to get Caesar on the show. He's a new dad. I'm a new dad. He's a... I feel like I don't know the whole Caesar story. I feel like there's more going on.
Caesar's definitely Caesar. A cool dude. We've had some conversations on many a topic, and he's always a good dude to have a conversation with. I definitely I co-signed that endorsement for getting Caesar on.
I think
the
he's definitely a leader of men, leader in his community. I would like to get his thoughts on some of the topics we talk about it in terms of. And finding a way to find some new leadership in this new world.
And then you got Tammy, you got Renee. I mean,
got to get Tammy and Renee back on the show. We got a lot of women's topics.
You always need that other point of view.
Because that's mainly where the no fucks given is going to come in. Because I have some things to say on the men and women issues, and I need to get past that. Mm-hmm. The lady's going to be mad at me if I say this. I'm working. That's on my resolution list too. Getting past that. Okay, Let's see. We need to have 1-3 back. We need to have an episode with Fee that we can actually post. I listened to that episode last night. I got about 20 minutes in. It's pretty funny, but I know it goes way off the rails. I'm just not sure how much of that content we could post. Maybe I could post the first 20 minutes and be like, that's all you get.
I mean, that might just be a unofficial episode we put out there.
Hey, Nine Bandit, y'all make a hell of a product. It does something to people. Was it whiskey? Nine Bandit whiskey. Shout out to Nine Bandit, Austin, Texas whiskey. I don't know if it's made in Austin.
There's a few people I don't mind having up here. I got to fill it up. But my boy Kelly, shout out to Kelly. I just spoke to you. Spoke to Kelly yesterday. We had a really good conversation about technologies. He was trying to plan a trip to ATL, actually, him and his girlfriend, who happens to be an artist, Jade. Shout out to Jade. So we could actually trying to update the networking page so I can throw them up there. Kelly, great guy. He always helps me out with my personal training. He's giving me a few plans to stick to and stuff like that. But he's a good guy to have a conversation with. He's a guy's guy. He always has a great point of view, a great feedback. Shout out to Kelly. My cousin brother, Kevin. Kev is like that dude. He's like that fun dude. Best work ethic you will ever come across, but absolutely will hold you down. Absolutely. If Kev fucks with you, he fucks with you, pause. And he's a friend and a brother to the end, so... Definitely would love to have Kev on the show. But yeah, it's a few people. We need to just make this happen.
Yeah, we still need to get Drew, Clipper Beast. We need to do an on-location show from the Hair Lounge. I'd definitely like to have him on the show specifically to talk about, issues for minority and leadership in the community. A lot of things we've talked about before. And then there's a few musicians I want to have. My boy Jake Sinatra. I'm saying it now, I'm saying it publicly. I need Jake on the show. I'm gonna hit him up on I think the only place. Hit him up on Twitter and see if we can work that out, make that happen. Verb, definitely maybe have both of them. That'd be dope. And my man Levi Stevens. I think that'd be a good show. He's like my white whale. That's probably gonna be the most difficult to pull off for me. But if I could get Levi on the show, that'd be super dope. So if you're listening and you're a friend of Levi or a fan of Levi, stop putting pressure on him. Say you should be on the What Is TWS podcast. Those guys are really cool. You should do it.
Definitely. Let me save this. Let me back out of here before I mess something up because I'm playing on my phone right now.
Now I see the names popping up on my list. So it's all working.
I got to plug in the topics later because I'm like, man, you can go anywhere with those guys.
Oh, man. Let's see. Episode 20.
Damn, I'm kind of still hungry.
There's more pizza out there. We got pizza. We did have ginger beer. We got squirt.
Just a little squirt. Man, I'm kind of hungry. trying to plan out my next purchase. So I got the car. I feel like the car was like, it can technically be looked at as a gift for myself, but I really didn't buy myself anything for Christmas. I'm kind of trying to play around on what I should do. Like, do I get extra Google Home? Shout out to Renee for giving me that Google Home. I love that thing. Or what should I do? Like, I don't know what to do. Kind of want to get a Google Home, get that. See, I want to get a Chromecast Ultra, but is it really justified for me to, like, do I need it?
For
Ultra? I don't know. Mine doesn't look that bad. Yes, I don't know. I'm going to do something. I'm going to get myself something nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been looking at more vape equipment. Actually, I've been looking at some pieces of vape equipment I wanted to pick up.
Actually,
keep my habit going.
I actually almost bought some PS4 games the other day, and I'm like, do I really need? Matter of fact, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get something that I actually need. I need a new monitor.
Okay.
I literally do need a new external monitor. Like, working at home with everything docked, I have one old, like, 17-inch, and then I have, like, a 20-inch. But the 17-inch is only, like, what's that, 1280 by 900? Whatever, and then...
So you're speaking that tech, yeah, and I'm out the game.
The other one is 1050. It's not even 1080, it's, like, 1050. So, basically, they and the color is, like, all wrong. The color is, like, shot. Looking at the laptop screen next to the monitor screen, it looks like boo-boo. And, like, I've noticed it sitting here and trying to code the website and, like, looking at the colors.
Yeah.
And then working on other projects that we have coming up and trying to look at the colors and the gradients and everything. And but then when I look at here, I'm like, wait, that's not what I chose. You know, it looks wrong. It looks off.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've been working, like, directly off of a laptop because I can't use, an external monitor. So, yeah, I think I definitely, for business sake, I probably should get something that works correctly.
Write it off.
Yeah, for F up in a just wrong color palette all over the place. Yeah.
See, I'm so far out the game, and, like, no diss, Rich. That was boring and shit to me. I was, like, playing with shit on the table and everything. I don't know, man.
I still love technology.
I want some tech.
I'm probably boring y'all. My bad, but I love tech.
There is some tech that I want. I definitely need some new mics. I want, I don't know why I'm getting into this mic thing so much, but I want to see what these higher priced, better mics sound like.
I want to buy stuff that makes no sense that I really don't need. Like, I would love a brand new Xbox One S. Why? Yeah. Just because it's new.
Yeah. I don't even play games anymore. Like, yeah. I just had to delete a bunch of stuff off my PS4. He was trying to, like, download. I'm so mad at myself, man. Like, I'm a Madden guy. Like, I'm a Madden. It's what I do. And I have not played 17 almost at all. And I had to delete some stuff off the PlayStation so the update for Madden 17 could go through. But I'm realizing, like, it was a waste of money. Like, I pre-ordered it with one of the packages and shit so I could get extra cards for my ultimate team, and I haven't played any of that stuff.
Like, yeah, please. It took me so long to play 2K16 that 2K17 came out.
Yeah, I had to delete that. I had the Prelude on my PS4 because I did actually plan on trying 2K17, but I had to delete that. But
see, this is the reason why I like the disc. I mean, you have to install from the disc, but the install is smaller.
So, I don't know, like, Mortal Kombat X is taking up the majority of the space on my drive. It's all the DLC stuff. Cause I have the combat pack and all that, you know, so it's taking up quite a bit of space. I don't, you know, between work, you know, between trying to get this off the ground and being a dad, I just don't have the time. It hasn't been a priority for me. But I got my office back since the in-laws are gone, so maybe I'll be in here and I'll try to play some games.
Hallelujah.
I try to play some games coming up.
Another nerd comment. Not really a nerd comment, but
it's a nerd
comment. I've noticed my space dwindling on my PS4. So I thought about getting a new drive.
New drive. Yeah, see, I'm not going that far. I'm not taking anything apart, popping new drives, and I'm not putting SSDs.
It's easily accessible.
and all that shit. Yeah, I don't know. There was a time in my life where that was what I was all about. I was all about taking shit apart and putting it back together and learning how things worked and buying and going to those computer shows and buying shit. And I don't know. Something changed. I'm really enjoying this. Like, getting back to my creative side. Something else I'd like to do in 2017 is put out some music. Like, I really want to get back and just do it for the fun of it. Like, I feel like I'm back to where I could do it for fun again. And
that would be pretty dope.
And so I would like to put out some music. I think the world needs it. What's your man's name? I think I tried the
first. Lonnie Hofanucci.
What's up, Lonnie? Like, yeah, well, let me get a feature on this mixtape, man. I got bars. Don't take what I put in front of these episodes as a true measure of my skill as an MC. I've been coming up with shit at the last minute and like throwing it up there. Can't remember half of it. If I get back in shape, you know what I'm saying? I still got flow though.
This is something that grinds. This is something that grinds my gears. You ever read the hashtags on shit that people post? So I read the hashtags, and one of the hashtags I always see is eating good. People always take a picture of their meal, hashtag it eating good. And half the time,
they're not really eating that good.
Well, half the time, they not. Like, it looks like shit. Like, what is this struggle meal that you have posted and tagged eating good? I don't want to see a struggle meal.
You know what? So we still got time. We haven't even used that much time right now. But so I was watching something today. Again, another video. I'm watching a lot of videos. But in this video, this guy detailed the problems with millennials.
What's the problem with millennials?
So he started, and I only watched it once. So forgive me if I fuck it up. But he started with parenting, number one, that these are the kids that were raised to believe they were special, and they got participation awards, and and so when we look at their like in that sense of entitlement that we perceive them to have, a lot of it comes from that, where you don't have to be good, or you don't have to do anything to be quote unquote special, to deserve something. If you show up, you get a ribbon or a trophy, mm-hmm. And you're special just because I said you are. You don't have to earn, that. So that was one of the things. And the other thing he talked about was social media. And so what he said, and I haven't done any research to back this up, but what he said is that when we get a like, when we get a text message, it releases dopamine. The same way smoking, drinking, gambling releases dopamine. We put age restrictions on smoking, drinking, and gambling, but little kids can't participate in social media. And so you get used to that. It gets to the point where you crave it. You crave that kind of attention, because that's where you get that high from. You get a high from this activity. And I was, when we went to go see that, oh man, we haven't even talked about the Ronda Rousey fight, but we'll get there. We'll get there. When I went to see the fight, there were some girls there that came to a bar, and this is like a redneck bar. We like in a bar, not like a posh downtown spot. They in like little Woodrow's, this is a bar. And they like completely dressed up, over, too much makeup, everything. And they spent the whole night taking selfies and like discussing, should I post this one, or should I post that one, or should I post this one? And it's like they chasing that high. They looking for what they could put out there to get the most likes. And that just becomes like, that becomes their life, and it leads to depression.
Some of that shit is dangerous. Like, I have the one where the girl, her best friend was getting raped, and she recorded it for likes. And she was just like, instead of calling the cops, she's like, no, at first I was trying to take a picture of the guy's face or whatever, so I can have for proof. But then somebody liked it, so because somebody liked it, she was like getting all these likes and attention. She just records her friend like being attacked and post it like online for likes.
Yeah.
Like that shit is.
And then like it leads to depression. Like when you do something and you don't get the likes, then you start thinking, what's wrong with me? What did I do? Why don't people like me anymore? blah, blah, blah. And everybody's life looks so great compared to yours because all you see is the shit they put on Facebook to get likes. The shit that, you know, I'm eating good. I'm whatever. Happy New Year, you know? And so, yeah, I mean, just when we were talking about that, it made me go back to that that video that I was watching.
I think I post a lot. I can't even say a lot. I don't post a lot to social media. But when I do post, like, I just post. Like, I'll sit right now, I'll take a picture, and then I'll post it. But I look at somebody else's picture, like, they'll take a picture right now and then spend 20 minutes editing it. And then once it's perfectly done with the correct drop shadows and lighting and editing, then they wait for the optimal time to post of it. Day to post it. And I'm like, that's a lot of work. Like, there's a science going into this, feeding off what you're saying, to get, like, the optimal number of likes. Of and likes. If they don't get it, like, delete and then do it all over
again. It's become a drug. It's become a drug that a lot of people are addicted to. And we don't really talk about it. What I didn't like about this particular video was at the end of the video, I think this guy, like, was a business owner. He was saying that companies now have to take on the responsibility of changing this, of raising, I guess, these kids. He was talking about, you know, stuff like, you know, cell phones not being allowed in a meeting, period. Like, not that you can bring your cell phone in the meeting and be texting right up until the meeting starts and then put your cell phone down. Like, don't bring your cell phone in the meeting room at all.
That goes back to that millennial shit. I know better than to sit there on my phone during a meeting. I wouldn't even, you know what I hate? Going back to this same shit, millennial shit. You ever go to a job interview and little motherfuckers be out there in a waiting room on their phones and shit? Walking into the office. You can't go to a job interview and they call you in the office and as you're walking up to shake their hand, like your phone is in your other hand, you're trying to finish sending off that last message again, that last update, put it in your pocket. Listen, you get that shit done before you walk in the building. Unless it's an emergency, you should not be in an interview on your phone. Like, since when is that okay?
Right. But why I think is that okay? What this guy was trying to say was, like, in the meeting, like, the opportunity to have real relationships is lost. And, like, if you're in a meeting room waiting for a meeting, the thing to do would be like, hey, Rich, you know, how's Larry doing? Yeah. You know, I heard he was, you know, build a real meaningful relationship with people rather than these online experiences.
Literally building friendships and true relationships, having conversations face to face, like, it's like a lost art form. Like, it's like non freaking existent, and that's beyond me.
Yeah,
it's like, damn, but how old am I?
You know, I really I credit a lot of my recent growth to this podcast. Like, I go places and I can have conversations with anybody now, and a lot of it is because, you know, I do this podcast. And I say things and then put it out for the world to hear. So if I'm one-on-one, like, I'm good. I can, you know, I can be myself. I can say what I want to say without feeling a certain kind of way about it. And then I have learned how to just talk for an hour. Yeah,
communication, like, you know, everything else. It's an exercise. It's an exercise. You got to do it.
So, yeah, I mean, that made me think of that. You know, I've all of a sudden now had to be, you know, had to become more, have a more of a social media presence and, it weighs on me, but I feel that same way. Like, when we post episodes, like, I'm a stat hound. Like, I'm watching it all day. I'm refreshing SoundCloud all day. How many plays we got? We got likes. Do we got comments?
Different, bro. Do we got this? You know, we're doing this because this is a business. I'm not looking at likes for likes. We have to hit a certain number of, you know, hits or impressions. To get paid.
Shit. Nigga, I ain't trying to get paid. That's all it is. Man, all right. So, Ronda Rousey. Let's do it.
That, oh my God. She Wally mocked.
That's what I posted on our Twitter. I'm like, I think that's the first time I've officially seen somebody get Molly whopped. Like, she got her ass whooped. She got the dog shit beat out of her. Now, I've never seen someone get their ass whooped like that before.
Yeah, that was reckless. That was pure she let herself get hit. She wasn't fighting back. She was fighting scared.
That girl didn't hit her nowhere but the face. She was like, put your hands down. Like, she just
every hit was in the same,
in the face,
like 16 centimeter square area. Like, damn, how you I wonder how she felt, like, when she watched the video of herself. Her comeback after getting fucked up was getting fucked up.
I don't know if I could watch that. Like, if somebody did that to me, because at the end, it, she was definitely, like, out of it. She did what looked to me like a little girl shuffle. Like, after the ref, like, ended the fight, she, like, walked up. She did the little shuffle. I'm like, no, but I'm right here. But I'm here, and I'm still ready. I'm ready to go.
Nah.
You just got your ass whooped.
Poor Ronda.
48 seconds. Was it 48, 38 seconds? I don't know. It wasn't even a minute. It was on some Mike Tyson level type shit. Just, you remember them days when you were paid for the fight and the fight lasts like
never paid for two a Tyson hits. Fight because that's a waste of money.
I was too young to pay for Tyson fight, but I remember my dad taking me to a Tyson fight and yeah, it was like
over.
Boom, boom, we out of here.
Walk in, walk out.
Yeah, but I actually did sit, went to a bar to watch that fight. And, I don't know. I wasn't ready.
Yeah, that.
I think I looked down and sipped my non-alcoholic beer and looked back
then. It was over.
That's reckless.
That's crazy.
Is that the wheels on the bus?
I think it is the wheels on the bus. Wheels
on the bus. This what happens when you are dead.
It's apparent you're
trying
apparent.
To record a podcast and they playing Wheels on the Bus in the other room. I love it, though. I love it. All right, so a couple other things. Speaking of being a parent, some shit I would never say around my daughter. You like that segue? That was a good segue. Shit I would never say around my daughter. I got some New Year's quotables. I think I put these on Twitter, but I need to say them again so people can hear them and realize that these are things I actually heard on New Year's night. One, I have to give to my wife, quote of the fucking night. Get those tits up and drink that shit. God, I didn't know, like, is get those tits up, like, is that a thing? We saying that now?
Apparently we are.
No, I need that to trend. I need hashtag get those tits up. If you got a situation that you need a man or woman up, or I should have said a woman or man up, and do it. Right? But, you know, I need to be to work on time tomorrow. Man, get them tits up and wake up on time, you know? That needs a trend. Get those tits up. I was so caught up. That's how I knew she was probably time for her to cut it off. Because Tammy don't even talk like that. But, get those tits up and drink that shit. That was that
was funny.
12
yeah.
year scotch.
That was funny. When she said that, I looked at Renee like.
And she had to like act it out too. She like lifted, like get the tits up. Like,
I looked at Renee like, I think you're going to have to drink that. Yeah. I was going to take that shot for you, babe. Yeah. I think you're going to have to drink
that. When somebody say that to you, like, you know what? I think.
Yeah, it's no way out of it now.
Yeah.
It's no way
out. You're going to have to get those tits up, babe.
Damn.
Get those tits up and drink that shit. Man, I got to put that in a song or something. Like,
Get those tits up.
I wanted to put it on a shirt, but I think it came from a bad mom, so we don't own it. But I still want to see a trend. Get those tits up.
Get those tits up.
And the second one, can't stop. It's my new thing. I can't wait to go to work tomorrow. Like, my boss say so. I got to find a right place to use it. You ever had one of them sayings like that you just hold on to for a long time, just waiting for a moment,
the right time,
and so that's gonna be in the arsenal for a while so I get the right moment. And then my other quotable from New Year's Eve, runner up, not quite as good, but still as confusing. I hate the word penis. It fucking sucks. this is shit that was said on New Year's Eve. You know, I don't even remember the context for that one. I don't remember the context. I think I was asking how many times we were going to say tits that night. Mm-hmm. And then somehow it got on to tits and then like breasts. And he was like, breast is my favorite genital word. Is breast a genital word?
I think breasts are considered genitals.
They're considered genitals?
I think they are.
I don't know. Somebody will let us know. Breast was his favorite genital word. And then in contrast to his favorite genital word, he hates the word penis because it fucking sucks. And that was just like the funniest shit I ever heard in my life. Like, how could you put those two statements back to back like that? I wanted to say pause, but we were clearly not in a moment where pause was necessary. It was reckless at that point. It was a lot of reckless speech being going on, being thrown out there, and that was my New Year's Eve. Bubbles, tits, and penis fucking sucks. So If I could summarize this episode, that would be it.
Listen, I'm going to remember that quote. Every time we go home and we're off the next day from now on, and I'm like, babe, come on, let's do it. I can't believe I'm going to say this. Let's turn up. She's like, I'm tired. Man, get them tits up and take that shot. Man, get them tits up. Oh, yes. You can't make up shit like this.
No. That was worth going because I'm not a New Year's Eve person. I don't really like the crowds and all the drunk people, but it was worth being out there just to witness that moment. Shout out to Tammy. Beautiful.
You know what I miss? Man, actually, no, I really don't miss it. Maybe a little bit. I miss low-key being ignorant to fashion on certain levels. I miss it. It's probably going to bore you. Take 30 seconds of your life.
Go ahead.
I don't care.
Right, let me get a vape, man.
I miss it because now when I look at people, I'm like, what the fuck do you got on? I hate when I see somebody and they got on a blue shirt and a brown belt and some black shoes. That pisses me the fuck off. You couldn't take the extra effort? Damn.
I've probably done that several times.
Get your colors together.
That's why I buy reversible belts now. All my belts got to be reversible.
Certain shit go with certain shit. Certain color palettes go with certain color palettes.
I don't have brown belts and black belts. I have reversible belts that I can switch from black to brown as needed.
I mean, I got black, I got charcoal, I got gray. You know, I got
two of those are the same color.
I have brown, but I have like chocolate. I got camel. I got tan. There's levels to this shit. And when I'm with my chocolate belt, guess what? I wear my chocolate shoes. When I'm with my tan belt, I wear my tan shoes. You can switch them up, you can switch them up a little bit, but God, I'm not going to wear brown and black. I just don't go.
Man, Rich, I love you like a brother, so I'm just because saying. Of that, I'm going to pretend like you didn't say any of that.
I'm just saying. Damn.
But, you know, you did inspire me to go out and get a shawl neck. Sweater. I'm rocking the shawl neck.
I love sweaters.
I wore it to the company Christmas party. I haven't worn it since. I wanted to wear it New Year's, but it wasn't. It was too warm. It's fucking too warm in Texas on New Year's Eve to wear a sweater.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I wanted to rock the shawl neck. I did rock my driving cap.
I was at your favorite store the other day, and they had a shirt that I liked.
My favorite store? Yeah, Target?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Target.
Shout out to Target.
And
got that red card.
Renee was like, oh, look at this. I was like, shit. This is Target still? Is this like a special section of Target or is this like regular Target shit?
Hey, man. This is my life. This is 30 plus dad life, Costco and Target. I be killing them with my Target outfits. Can't tell me nothing. All right. But yeah, we run out of time on this episode. We probably cut this at this point. This has been episode 20, though. Episode 20. That's 10 times 2.
20K.
Yeah, we done some numbers. I think I announced in the last episode that December was by far our best month in terms of plays. So thank you to everyone for paying attention and listening to episodes, giving us a chance. I hope you got something out of them. If it's some entertainment, if we just helped you pass an hour, clean the house, get through your day of work, whatever, we appreciate it, and we'll continue to be here to help you waste time and kill brain cells. So
definitely.
As usual, you know I want to shout out ttcharities.org, doing very positive, big things over there. If you can donate, please do. Even if you can't, just check out the website, see the programs they have going on, maybe pass on a link to someone else, spread the word, maybe someone else can help, or maybe, you know, there's something you can do other than the money you can lend some help to participate in what they have going on. The Flint, Michigan situation is still a situation.
Which is beyond me. That's still real. Crazy.
Most people still need help, and I know... my man Tavares is one of those groups that is still trying to help them. So TTCharities.org, Tavares Taylor Charities. Please check it out and help any way that you can. TWS Multimedia LLC, big shit popping. 2017, we got a lot coming.
Definitely.
Please, you know.
We here. We not going nowhere.
Just stay tuned. We do this all for you. We hope it provides some entertainment or something for you. If you have any feedback, anything you want to say to us, you can hit us up everywhere. Twitter, Instagram. We on Tumblr now. We on...
We everywhere.
We everywhere. Facebook.
I was going to do Snapchat. I don't even use my own Snapchat. It's too much work.
I'm too old. I don't know. What is a Snapchat?
Exactly.
What they be doing on Snapchat?
We need an intern. That's what we need. Yeah, we need to get an intern.
Shout out to interns. I mean, we got a program. You know, we need to put together a program that would be beneficial for a young person. Can you get an intern? Can you get like a high school intern? Do they have to be college?
And I mean, the amount of fucks that this intern will give, especially since it's not their account.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be some shit.
That's great. Yeah, if you ever wanted to like say all the things you wanted to say with, you know, behind a protective shield, that's what TWS Multimedia LLC can do for you. We can be your sounding ground. You can say whatever you want to say under our name and then and never have to deal with the consequence. Yeah. I'm probably setting us up for some fucked up. Or whatever. But yeah, this has been What is TWS Podcast.
Shout out to 2017 real quick. Happy to meet you.
All right. So let's all have a good year.
All right, we out.
All right. Peace.
Peace.